you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It's Tuesday, March 22nd, 2016. T-minus 16 days and counting. We're so excited about what God's going to do on April 7th that we don't want any of you to miss out. Be sure to RSVP ASAP at greatnewsradio.org. Well, today you're going to hear a conversation I had last night with Dyke Corson of Corson Music. He's one of our sponsors and providing the sound so that the message and the singing and the drama can be clearly heard and understood. We appreciate him so much. And so I'm going to play two of the Singing Men's songs that we'll be singing that evening. A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, followed by River of Judea. Now, we haven't sung River of Judea for a couple years, so we're pulling that back out, as we'll know you'll enjoy it and it'll sound great at Lincoln Square Mall. So I'll play those two Singing Men songs back to back, and then you'll hear my conversation with Dyke Corson. Here's A Mighty Fortress Is Our God.
Still our ancient foe shall seek to work us.
So, Dyke, I'm going to start out with asking you, why are you helping us? Because there's a lot of different demands in your life. You're busy. You have a couple different stores. You're teaching lessons. You know, you have hobbies and interests and running around a lot of different directions. Why carve out time and energy and effort and be a sponsor of this big event on April 7th?
Well, Great News Radio has always had a very warm place in my heart. I listen pretty regularly in the mornings on the way to work, and it's just a great treasure for us to have a resource like this on our radio dial. It's awesome, and we want to help. It's so important to be able to understand the words to the message, and we want to help with that and make this event a huge success.
Well, help you have done in the past, and I appreciate a couple months back we had some lunch, and I was saying, Dyke, this is what we're thinking about doing. You know, Lincoln Square Mall has some challenges. It's kind of such a vast setting, you know, with that long corridor. How could we transmit the sound so it can be clear and enjoyable? And you started saying, well, we can do this. We've set up before there. We've done these kind of things. And so I so appreciate it. We've had an ongoing relationship these many years. You've provided equipment and sound for many Singing Men events at the Marketplace Mall and some other venues. And I know many times, like, if a component or something wasn't quite working, we zip it over to your Champaign or Urbana office. You replace it or fix it that day or say, hey, try this out and tell us what you think. And you've just been very accommodating. And so tell us a little about some of the history of Corzine Music and what you hope to achieve in the days ahead, because I think what's happening in many retail outlets is so many people are going and buying things online, so I think you're focusing on churches and being like hands-on and advice and counsel and helping people maximize their sound with their setting.
That's right, Mark. These days in retail, it's tough, so a lot of folks are going straight to the computer and buying everything online, and we want to be there to be able to service all the things that we sell and to help in the sanctuary with the equipment that, whether they bought it online or bought it from me, we want to be able to help them be able to use it and be able to understand the message. That, to me, is what is most important. So we're there, and that's what we want to be able to continue to do, to help people be able to hear the message every Sunday morning.
Now, one unique thing that people can do when they go into your stores is they can try things on. You know, many children or young adults or senior saints that want to pick up a guitar and actually feel what it's like. And so what's some of the instruments or things that you have available? And then also, don't you teach lessons?
We do. We have some in-house teachers at the Champaign store, and at my Urbana store we have Community Center for the Arts, which is a full-blown music school that I also teach at, that teaches all ages, violin, cello, guitar, banjo, piano, voice, you name it. So we've got that going on. In the Champaign store, we've got the guitars and amps and all that kind of stuff, but we also have a large selection of PA gear, wireless mics, headset mics, all of that kind of stuff. And if you want to try some of that out in your sanctuary, we're glad to bring some things out and try before you buy, because you don't really know what something's going to sound like in your church until you put it in there and try it. So we do a lot of taking different kinds of speakers out, putting them up on tripods, seeing how they'll work in the sanctuary, wireless headset mics, theater mics, you name it. So we want to help.
I like that tagline, try before you buy. So there might be some deacons or elders or some of the church administrators that are like, you know, we've been talking about a sound system, or we constantly have this issue of a buzz on a Sunday. So you're somebody that they would call up, or you or your staff, and say, can you come out, or what would you recommend? We're thinking about buying this, but our budget is $5,000. You could walk them through options, correct?
Absolutely. We like coming out and visiting.
Now, is there a website for our listeners to log on and find out more about Corzine Music?
Well, we are in the process of changing that over, but the site is still up, corzinemusic.com, and we're updating that right now as we speak. But there are some good stuff on there, and our Facebook page, too, Corzine Music on Facebook.
And that's C-O-R S-O-N, and then music.com, CorzinMusic.com. With me on the line is Dyke Corzin, who's been a friend for, I don't know, how many years, and how did we eventually meet? Was it when we were about 17 or 18 years ago looking for some singing men equipment? Is that where we connected?
I think even before then, we were doing sound for some of the events. I think one of the very first ones we did was the Sons of the San
Joaquin, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Brown Barn Center. We did sound for you for that.
Okay.
And then a few of the afternoon ladies' tea meetings, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
You know, and then the singing men came along. I remember you calling me all excited about this project.
Yeah.
And ended up doing the sound system for that with Jim Gunther. And so we've been hanging our hat on the same hook for a long time.
Yeah, that very close to the 20 years, because the Sons of the San Joaquin, that was in our like first or second year, and the Singing Men are close to 17, 18 years, and so this is our 20th year. So, yeah, just about from the very beginning. Now, how long has Corzin Music been in business?
Well, I've been working in different stores in the community since the mid-70s, but Corzin Music actually started in 1998 in downtown Champaign. Prior to that, I reopened the old First National Guitar Store on Goodwin with Lou DiBello. That was in 1996. So, and before that, I was with Baldwin Music for several years in the Marvin Lee Guitar Center in downtown Urbana when I was a kid back in the 70s.
So, yeah, Marvin Lee still going strong, I think.
Yes, he is.
Wow, yeah, you've provided sound in so many different venues over these many years, and I think one of the reasons when I started investigating, you know, having our event at Lincoln Square Mall, it just so happened that Steve McQueen, one of your, I don't know, employees, sound tech, superstars, he was there setting up something, and I said, hey, have you ever seen anyone use this kind of great hall, this, I don't know what you call that big, you know, the north-south corridor. And he said, oh, yeah, we did sound for B.B. King, and there's been some other settings. I don't know, Carl Hospital did a whole big dinner there once and other different events. And I said, well, tell Dyke that I'm going to be calling him soon to see if we could make a deal. And, you know, being a nonprofit, 100% commercial-free station and not drawing underwriters or anything, I thought, how could we maximize this event so it's free to everyone and yet provide great sound and a service and a great program? And you jumped right on board and said, Mark, however we can use our equipment to help and assist, just count on us. And, you know, work with Steve McQueen, he'll be fantastic. And so I appreciate he's going to do some sound checks, I think, the night before and be there that afternoon, evening. And it's all set up. We're well over 600 people already registered. We believe that we're going to be right near 1,000 people, and excited that God's going to be glorified in that mall and through the different events, the pre-event events and just the singing men and the theater troupe. They're going to do a drama and a skit, like the Walk to Emmaus, like, you know, Jesus has died and what happened and our expectations were this. And then there's some neat things, some dialogue between two disciples. And then the skit is going to be a takeoff on the Screwtape Letters on how Satan and his demons are talking about how to keep us humans preoccupied and not drawing on God. And so I think these two skits will be powerful. And then the singing men, we're going to have five selections. And then Dr. Lutzer is going to share. And Phil Shepard's coming down from the Moody Broadcasting Network. He's their operations manager. He'll MC the evening. I'll share a few words of encouragement. It's going to be a tight program. And in fact, right now I'm thinking we're going to actually start at 6:55. I'm going to have the singing men get on stage so I can get an extra 5 minutes out of the program. But we're so excited, Dyke, that you've come on as a platinum sponsor and are going to allow your great equipment. Now, how's it going to be set up? So people are going to be looking at the stage and there'll be speakers up front, and then that's going to carry so far, and then there's another set of speakers for the people further out. That's how it'll work?
Yeah, we'll have those speakers in the back on a delay. It's a very live, boomy room with lots of flat, reflective surfaces, so it's not an easy room, but the more people we have there to soak up sound, the better it's going to be, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right, listeners, you can play a part in making the evening sound good by just having your body there.
Absolutely.
Being that reflective force to allow the Word of God to carry on, so it's going to be participatory, because we need their help, right?
That's right.
Well, Dyke, thank you so much for being available. And, you know, I'm excited for your passion for this radio ministry and the various ways you've helped many pastors that I know and churches with their sound. Because without the clarity of the sound, you know, there's that Bible verse about, you know, it'd be a clanging noise. It would be undistinguishable. But your passion is helping the pastor or helping the worship team so that their message can get out, so that the hearers can understand and have that transformational life change because they can clearly hear the Word of God proclaimed.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, physics are same in the church as they are in anywhere else, and you can go way back in the Bible, and Jesus got in the boat and went out on the water and preached using the water as a reflective device for his voice. So that sound going clear back to the Bible.
Now, do you have any upcoming workshops or that, don't you always have, or yearly that penny guitar sale or anything that our listeners need to know about?
Nothing in the works right now, but we're wanting to get Kent Morris back to come do another clinic, and we hope to be able to do that sometime soon.
And to close out, is there a phone number for people to call for more information or to say thank you, God, for Dyke Corson and Corson Music for assisting Great News Radio and being a big part of our evening celebration on April 7th?
217-352-1477.
Okay, I'm writing that down. 217-352-1477. Corson Music, Dyke Corson, at your service. If you need some sound recommendations or advice or a consultation, how to optimize the sound in your service, or maybe it's your worship team in a side room or the choir room or something, he's got a lot of background and expertise, and I appreciate the help that he's giving us on April 7th, and actually many times, most every Christmas concert that the Singing Men have put on, either Dyke or one of his staff have been there, and certainly his equipment have been used through many years. And so, Dyke, just thank you for being one of our major sponsors for this event, and God's very best on you, and thanks for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Mark, for everything.
Well, that was Dyke Corson of Corson Music, one of our major sponsors for the event on April 7th. I sure hope you RSVP as soon as possible. We still have some gift boxes available for those of you that sign up at greatnewsradio.org. And if you don't have internet access, call the station 217-367-7777. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.